A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Gary Bass. His new book is Judgment at Tokyo, World War II on Trial and the Making of Modern Asia. September 2nd, 1945, on the deck of the USS Missouri, chosen, of course, because the President of the United States is from Missouri. The signatures of the nine allies together, led by General MacArthur, and the signatures of Japanese representatives, a man in uniform, a man in a top hat, and that is the end of the war as we understand it. However, it's the beginning of the challenge of what to do about that language from the Potsdam Declaration, all war criminals. Most importantly, we now begin what you'd have to say is historical editing. Hirohito is the Emperor of Japan. Douglas MacArthur knows this. During the firebombing of Tokyo 9 and 10, it is the record that Curtis LeMay chose not to bomb the palace, not to attempt to kill the emperor. Why? The understanding was the Japanese people need an organizing principle if there is to be an end to this war. Douglas MacArthur has some of that in him as he stays away from meeting the emperor. But finally, on September 27th, he has an audience with Hirohito. There's a photograph in Gary's book that gives you a glimpse of what's presenting everyone right now, which is what is to be done with the emperor, who vouchsafed all of the brutality that the professor is identifying in his book. Gary, to this day, Hirohito is understood as a controversial figure in Japan, in China, in India, in the United States when we come to it. What do we need to understand about his relationship with his own conduct during the war?
He's a fascinating figure, and the collision of him with the American occupation is remarkable, that even after the dropping of the atomic bombs, the Japanese inner circle says that any Japanese surrender cannot compromise the prerogatives of the emperor. And that puts in play, and the Truman administration accepts that deal. So even though it's nominally an unconditional surrender, there actually is this condition imposed by the Japanese authorities that the emperor will remain in place. And part of the reason for that is that basically for two reasons. One is that they think that the emperor's authority will be extremely helpful in getting Japanese troops spread all across Asia to surrender, right? That they will actually put down their weapons when they get the order from the emperor, which they might not do otherwise. And secondly, that the emperor's authority is going to help to legitimize the American-led occupation of Japan. There are plenty of Americans, particularly New Dealers, a lot of people within the Roosevelt administration and then in the Truman administration believe that the emperor is deeply complicit in the war effort, that the emperor was, and the emperor actually, I think actually as a matter of sort of historical record, the emperor knows that, has deep qualms about attacking the United States at Pearl Harbor. And he plays a role in finally getting Japan to surrender in 1945. But through much of the war, he's an enabler to the army. And there's a wonderful and devastating biography of him by Herbert Bix, which won the Pulitzer Prize for biography, that is that shows sternly the role in which the emperor is complicit. And my book also says, the myth of the, purely benevolent emperor who only wanted peace, that's maybe a useful post-war myth, but it doesn't really match with his record.
Yes, and the origins are in your book, Professor. So let us go to the other side of that photograph, Douglas MacArthur. Douglas MacArthur has an idea of how to deal with war criminals. You put him on trial in front of a bunch of generals I've picked, and then you shoot him. Or if you want to humiliate him, you hang him. That's exactly what he did to two men that were personal enemies of him. The man that commanded the invasion of Luzon in 1941, 42, who destroyed Bataan and Corregidor. And the man who supervised the Philippines and the brutality towards especially the people of Manila in 44 and 45. MacArthur puts them on trial immediately, doesn't ask very many questions, and I think they're dead by February. Is that the model he had in mind when it comes to the rest of the story, Professor?
That's exactly right. So these are two generals who but humiliated him by their lightning victory in the Philippines in 1942. And MacArthur is sort of driven from the Philippines. His troops are then are brutalized in the Bataan Death March after that. And MacArthur is haunted through the rest of his life by the, you know, thinking about his own troops at Bataan. And after the war, when Manila is devastated, that it's sort of devastation on the level of what happened to Warsaw, that MacArthur, you know, so the, you know, weeks after the surrender on the Missouri, it's on September 24th, MacArthur issues orders to create military, U.S. military commissions. It's not even a standard U.S. military court like you get for a court martial. He has special rules of criminal procedure, which are just 7 pages long.
We have 30 seconds. Go ahead, Professor. 30 seconds.
And these two generals are swiftly, the trial takes a couple of weeks, are condemned and hanged. That's MacArthur's way of doing it. And when he's thinking about punishing the rest of the war criminals, he thinks, let's have a quick, maybe 6-month trial that's just about aggression at Pearl Harbor, aggression against the United States.
The book is Judgment at Tokyo, World War II on Trial and the Making of Modern Asia. Gary Bass is the author. We're going to turn to the Class A war criminals. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.